Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. I've been a little under the weather for a couple of weeks, but, you know, God is good, and I'm trying to get healthy. You know, the weather keeps changing, but I just thank God that I'm able to keep pressing on and that I am just excited to be with you as always. And so anytime that I miss a show, you know, I miss you guys. And I thank you for continuing to send me messages and questions about the show and what's going on with me. I have so much going on that I want to tell you about tonight. So if you're just tuning in and you're listening to the show, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. And I'll be right back. So get your papers and pencils ready, and we're going to start the show. Humphrey, the host of Issues Concerning Women. Thank you for tuning in to the show tonight. I'm very excited to be with you. I've been in recording for the last few days. I've got so much going on that I want to tell you about. I have a wonderful new audio book called There's Power in the Plan. And Power in the Plan is all about getting from where you are right now to where you want to be. And I guess I should rephrase that. Looking at where you are right now and getting you to where you want to be. When we're talking about power in the plan, we're talking about making changes in our lives that so that we can have a more abundant life. You know, I oftentimes get inspiration during the middle of the night and I need to write things down. And the other night, I'm, you know, God wakes me up different times of night, but mostly it's around 3:33 in the morning. And he wanted me to write down some things. And at first, I didn't want to get up, but I was like, oh, you know, and let me get up and get, I'm awake anyway now, so I might as well get up and write down these thoughts. Because we know that our creativity can flow at any time. And if we're ready to receive it, then we're able to just sit down and write some things out. Because I know that all these things and gifts that I'm given, they come from God. They're not me because I'm not that brilliant. But I started writing down some things, and it talks about being very independent, fully able to put your intelligence to use and to get things done. And when I was writing the book, that was one of the things that I had to think about. Who would want to read this book? Who would this book be for? And I wanted it to be for people who were stuck in a rut, stuck where they were, not necessarily on somebody that needed more help than I was able to give them in the book, but somebody that had an open mind, that was willing to start from where they are, start making some plans, start journaling and setting some goals. And the other night when I was writing these things out, it was almost as if it was a confirmation for the book. And in the book, I talk about making changes in our lives and not being stuck where we are and not being so narrow-minded that we can't get anything done. And when I was writing, this is one of the things that came up. It is possible, however, that your narrow-mindedness causes your creativity to suffer, and this leads you to leading a regular routine life. Now, nobody wants to live a routine life. Now, you may want to when you retire, and that's awesome, that's good, but if you're in the land of the living, and I know that you are because you're listening to me, amen, I want to preach to y'all because I've been in the studio, but if you're in the land of the living, you just don't want to be routine. That is so boring. You want to be above that. You want to be excellent. You want to be out there expecting great things to happen. You want to be all about that law of attraction. If you're sending great things out, you want great things to come back. But if you're not doing anything, you know, that's just like the people who always say, I'm waiting for my ship to come in. But see, the clue to that is if you didn't send the ship out, a ship is not coming in. Think about that. You can wait all day. Why would it be coming into you? You didn't send anything out. You didn't give anybody anything. You didn't try to help anybody build a business or help them with their career. You didn't try to prepare somebody for marriage or help them when they were already married. You didn't talk to anybody. You didn't donate anything. You didn't work about charity. You didn't do anything. So why are you expecting something great to come back to you when you're not doing anything great and putting it out there in the atmosphere? We look at people like Donald Trump and what's the other man's name? Roberts. Tony Roberts and Danny Johnson, the female inspirational, motivational speaker, and there are many, many more can go on and on and on. But look at what they're doing. Look at their lives. They don't have a routine life. Their life is exceptional. It's extraordinary. Why? Because they are putting out into the atmosphere. Danny Johnson cooks every night for her family. When you would think she wouldn't have time. But that was one of the things that she wanted to make sure that she did because she didn't have a great family growing up. But she wanted to have that for her children. She didn't ever want to be too busy that she couldn't prepare a meal for her kids. And when you listen to her teleconferences, she's always talking about healthy meals and doing things that were great. She's not ordering Chinese food in and sitting at the table. She's preparing meals for her kids. But she's still living the kind of life that she wants to lead for her children. Yes, she's at home with her children, but then she travels the other times that she needs to travel. But when she needs to be home, she's at home with her kids. She's not living her ordinary life. When we're looking at our lives, sometimes we can't get past where we are because we're stuck in the past. And we overcompensate things. This limits our ability to move forward. And also causes confusion in ourselves. Because sometimes we're so involved in our own stuff that we can't do anything for anybody else. We can't make any plans. We can't write in our journals. We can't call somebody on the phone and give them a kind word. We can't donate at the school and volunteer. We can't do any of those things because we're so independent. And so involved in ourselves, it's difficult for us to reach out and help somebody else. But the more and more I was thinking about that thing, the more and more that I knew that this book would be a great help to those that want it. Power in the Plan is all about looking at yourself, looking at what you want to do, the changes that you want to make in your life. Some people are just fine doing Monday through Friday. 9 to 5. They don't want to own a business, and that's fine. If that's what you want, if that's what makes you happy. See, I'm not expecting everybody to have the same goals that I have. I'm just expecting you to have some kind of goals. I'm expecting you to do something different in your life. The end of the year is coming. This is, this is December. The holidays will be here in a few weeks. We're wrapped up in shopping and, oh, praise God, and if you can shop, praise God, Hallelujah. I bless you. I'm not talking about nobody going shopping. I've done it myself. But I also have to think about where I am and the situation that I'm in right now. How much more can I do if I'm about giving instead of about getting? How much more will I be blessed if I'm sending it out into the atmosphere that I'm here for you and that I'm giving of my mind and my heart to you so that you can have a more abundant life? Because I believe in the law of attraction. I believe that since I'm sending it out to you, it's going to come back to me. Not that I'm expecting anything from you or I want anything from you. I never come on the radio show and ask you for anything. I just ask that you continue to listen to this show. But I also know that to keep the show going, there are certain things that I need to do. So I have this wonderful audio book that it's finished. It's already in the cases. My little picture's on it, and I think it's really nice. And I'm so excited about it. I actually went to an event last Wednesday, and I was actually able to talk to a lot of people that are in trouble. They're, you know, in foreclosure. They're losing their homes. There were people there that were looking for jobs. There were people there that needed counseling. So I met wonderful people, and I was able to pick up a few names and addresses and people that need to talk to me. And one lady has actually gotten in touch with me, and we're going to be doing some coaching sessions together. But see, if you put yourself out there, you make yourself available, then something good is going to come back to you. But you have to have a plan. It's just not going to happen if you're not doing anything. It's just not going to happen if you're just sitting at your desk and you started this great business and you got your pencil sharpened and you got your new phone number and your computer, your laptop, your printer, your fax machine, your earpiece for your phone, but you didn't let anybody know that you were in business. How are you going to be successful? You didn't send any flyers out or mailers or email blasts. You didn't let anybody know what you were doing. You have to have a plan. You have to tell everybody that you meet what you are doing, because you never know who you're going to be next standing next to in line or who's in front of you in the grocery store, who's behind you while you're getting your gift wrap. Just look around you. Utilize the people that are in your presence. And you must be present in that situation. Nobody's going to engage in the conversation with you if you're not looking like you want to talk to somebody. And this is what I was writing out the other night, and we're so intelligent, and we're all about excellence and all about analyzing, and, you know, that is good because we know that through these things we're able to get things done. I'm one of those who I love research. I love to find out what's going on. I want to dig deep, and I want to know what I'm talking about when I'm talking to people, which is awesome. And you have the same ability. I'm no greater than anybody else. I just know what I like to do that's going to make my life better. I'm looking for a change in 2012. I'm looking for great expectations. I'm looking for miracles to happen. I'm waiting on my ship to come in because I'm sending ships out every day. What are you doing? The book is so wonderful. I'm finishing up on the written book and going over that now so that I can have that for the first of the year. I've got some things lined up, and I'll be telling you more and more about that as it gets closer to the times to release that information. But God has been so good to me, and that's what I want to talk about, and that's what I think the book is about. And I'm not preaching in the book. I'm just giving you wisdom in the book. I'm giving you guidelines and setting goals and letting you know that these are the things that you have to do. You have to have affirmations. When you get up in the morning, you have to know that you have a plan going on, that you have to pray and ask God to show you what it is that he wants you to do for that day. It's not all about you in that particular case, but on the other hand, it is all about you because you have some things that you must do first before you're able to send out anything to anybody else. You have to be in order and have things lined up and have a plan going if you want to be successful in your business or your career or your relationship. Because as I've told you time and time again, any of the strategies that I talk about in the book and the audio book is for whatever situation you go into. You just apply it to what you need it for. Now, some situations will be different because some people are married and some people are single. And we have the marriage book that's coming out in 2012 where we're going to be discussing marriage and the relationship in the triangle, and I'll explain that more later. And I'm sure you all know what that is. But you know that whatever you are, you just have to know that it is about you. It is time for you to do what you need to do. It is time for you to know that everything that is going to happen for a reason. Everything that you've gone through thus far until this day has happened for a reason, that you have to be prepared for it, and that you have to know that everything's going to be all right. You have to know that there's power in your plan. And also I wanted to tell you today, I only got about 5 minutes left, about my power notebook. And I wrote this, and it's just a journal. Pretty much it's just one page of me explaining about how the book works with the audio book. But it gives you a place to write down your thoughts and your innermost feelings. And that's available to you as well if you're interested in that. And it helps to have a place to write these things down. Because if you have a great thought or the creative juices are flowing and you don't have anywhere to write things, and you put them on sticky notes like I do sometimes, you know, I'm guilty of that. And then when you go back and try to find them, you can't find them. So if you have a power notebook, then you're able to get your notebook, and it's, you know, it's a 6x9, so it's not cumbersome. It's not a big book. It's about 80 pages, and you can carry it around with you in your handbag or your backpack or your briefcase. And then you'll have a place to write down things that come to you as they come to you. Or if you're having an issue that particular day and you need to write it down so you can get that thing straight so you won't be lingering on until the next day. See, we have to be able to let some things go so that we can move forward. And the last thing I want to touch on tonight is that as intelligent and as excellent as we are, sometimes we just don't act like it. Sometimes we're just thinking, you know what, I shouldn't be doing this, or it's not time for me to do this. I'm going to wait until next year, you know. But I'm here to tell you today, you need to start right now to making those changes in your life. Yes, it's okay to talk about 2012 and the things that you're going to be doing, but, and, you know, you have to have that plan. All this is called the planning and the process. You have to go through the process. No, everything is not going to be easy. If it was, everybody would do it. Maybe you do want to start your own business. Maybe you do want to be the vice president of your corporation. Maybe you do want to be the head secretary in the secretary's pool. Maybe you want to be the sous chef in a restaurant. Maybe you want to open your own beauty salon or get a chair at a local salon. Maybe you want that better relationship. And you're willing to work on it. And if you are, you need to start today. Don't wait till tomorrow. Start today. And you can call me at 757-567-6734. If you want to hop on the line tonight, it's 1-347-826-7543. I thank you for tuning in, as I always do. My website is www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, and I do need to update that. So please forgive me. I'm working on these things, and I do have a plan. And sometimes we still don't have everything in order, but I'm working on it. And see, that's the whole point. It's a work in progress. Each and every day we need to do something about for our business and to let everybody know that we're serious about what we're doing. If you need to look for a job, then start tomorrow. Put that on your list tonight for you to do tomorrow. Get up and look for a job. If you hate the job that you're on, you need to be looking for a new job. Or maybe you need to be starting that part-time business. But don't quit your job now until you have another job lined up. Don't be calling me talking about Miss Issues Concerning Women, I quit my job because you told me it was time to move. No, make sure that it is your time to move. Stay where you are until you're able to get something better. Unless you save and you have that nest egg already in place. And in the book, I talk about that. And we used to always talk about saving for 6 months, but now you have to save for a year because jobs are so hard to find in these economic hard times. we know that things are going to turn around, but with the market the way that it is and in all the areas that are in crisis, it's going to take a while. So we have to be realistic and we have to see where we're going. I'm telling you, people, you have to have that plan. Entrepreneurship is not for everybody, but entrepreneurship is the new rich. Think about that. So if you're ready to start your own business and you need help, give me a call, 757-567-6734. Or you can go into the chat room and we can start a conversation. Or you can email me at icwdirector@gmail.com. Oh, I look forward to hearing from you. I'm so glad that I was able to get on the air tonight and be with you. I miss you guys, and I hope that you'll continue to follow me and continue to ask me questions and just know that you're well. I'm glad it's the holiday season. God bless you all for tuning in to the show. I know that you're busy, but when you take time, it makes my heart feel good. I'm just truly, truly blessed. I know that I am. I don't have any qualms about it. I'm not afraid to shout it to the highest mountain. I'm truly, truly blessed. I'm blessed that you are my friends and that you continue to come and check out the show and see what I'm doing. But I'm also blessed in so many, many more ways. I thank you once again for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. I'll be back next Thursday night at 8:30, if the Lord is willing. And in the meantime, you be blessed.
My cup, Lord, I lift up the Lord. Come and quench this thirsting in my soul. Bread from heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and lay me low. Oh, Heavenly Father, I come to you as humbly as I can, O Lord, with a prayer in my heart. Father God, I want to thank you for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon me. Father, I pray that you bless those that can hear my voice. Father God, I pray for my family and my friends, Father God. Show them a new revelation of your love and your power. Holy Spirit, I ask you to minister to their spirit at this very moment. Where there is sorrow and pain, give them your peace and your mercy. Where there is self-doubt, release a renewed confidence through your grace. Bless their homes, their families, their finances, their comings and their goings. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
attack
and give the Lord a hand clap of praise. You don't know what it's like to be in the storm. Hallelujah. You don't have anything to thank Him for on this day. But I do. I want to give Him all the praise and the glory because He's worthy to be praised. Oh, He's my saving grace. He's my comforter. He's been there for me when I didn't have anybody else to turn to. He's been my father and my mother. He's been loving on me and caring for me for years, and I give Him all the praise. But you don't know where my blessings have stemmed from. You don't know the trials and tribulations that I had to go through. You don't know about my alabaster box. Oh, praise God. God began preparing me for the trial that I was going to have to face long before I was aware that trouble was even on the horizon, a virtual perfect storm of trouble. And if I had to give my message or topic tonight, it is God in my storm. Oh, praise God. I know that He is there for me and that He'll never leave me and forsake me. God, a perfect storm, an attack of still incomprehensible proportions. I can't tell the whole story, only a small sliver of it, as I need to protect the privacy of my family. But I can say that the sky and waters were black and cold. The waves were huge. The wind was howling, and I often didn't know which way was up or where God was. I felt as though I was swimming as hard as I could, but I was drowning. But the one thing that I never forgot, that God was always there with me. He was in my storm. When we go back and look at Mark 4, starting at verse 35, on this evening when they got into the boat, they had no idea what they were about to face. They had no idea that a furious wind would come all of a sudden and that the waves would break over the boat and that they would nearly be drowned. They didn't know that when they started out that a storm was in the horizon. And even as Jesus slept, they didn't know that He was still watching over them. Amen? See, God never leaves us. We forget about Him. We forsake Him, but He never leaves us. When He got up and they called on Him, called on Jesus, He rebuked the wind and the waves and said, quiet, be still. And that's when He looked at His disciples and said, where is your faith? And as I look out at you today, I want to know, where is your faith? Are you in a storm? Is God in your storm? See, sometimes God keeps us in the eye of the storm, and we don't even realize that we are in trouble because He's protecting us. Amen? In the eye of the storm, you don't even know there's a storm around you. When my husband and I had gone on a cruise in the month of October, and you know, this is hurricane season for this part of the country, we were in a storm. It was a category 5 hurricane, and we did not know it. Why? Because the ship went out into the eye of the storm. Yes, we felt a little bit of turbulence and shaking on the boat, but we had no idea that we were in that kind of trouble. But my family knew because they were back home watching the news. And they knew that I was there to have a sick ship. And they were concerned about me and my husband. But they didn't know that God had already taken care of the situation, amen? That He had taken us to the eye of the storm. And when you're in the eye of the storm, there's chaos all around you. The winds are blowing. The waters are turning. The waves are huge. The wind is howling. The sky is black. The temperature sometimes drops and it becomes very cold all of a sudden. But you see, we didn't even know we went to start. We were going on about our business on the cruise ship, enjoying ourselves, having a good time, because that's what God wanted us to kept me in safety. Now, sometimes we come out of the eye of the storm on our own. We are visual a little bit to the left and raw a little bit to the right. And we come out of the eye of the storm. And when we do that, God can no longer protect us. But I hope that you know, just like the disciples in Mark 4, that you can call on Jesus. That you can let them know that you need his help, that you need help to get up and take care of the storm. You need help to rebuke the wind and the rain and the hail that you're going through. You need him to make the skies bright again. You need him to make it a clear and sunny day. Amen. You need him because he is the only one that can take care of you when you're in this situation. And when I talk about the attack on my life, I know that any time that we're in the ministry and we're doing God's will, we can never let Satan know for 1 minute that we are dominating our God. Amen? Because all he needs is one iota of a thought or idea that you don't have any faith in your Lord and Savior, and then he is on about his business. See, he never stops doing his job either, amen? Even though you know God is working for you day and night, the devil is constantly working with this imp to take care of you. But he's not coming just to take care of you. He wants to take you out. Oh, come on, somebody. He comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy your life, your family, your finances, your home. And that's why we have to constantly pray and ask God for his protection. We have to constantly know that even if we're in the storm or we're in the valley, that God is there with us, and we have to call on him and let him know that we trust in him. We have to have faith in our Lord and Savior. That unrecognizable faith that lets him know that no matter what we're going through, that we're trusting him. Amen? That we don't forget who he is. And even when I'm going through situations, I know that God is still there with me. I haven't forgotten that, but I still know sometimes I have to go through things too. But I can't get high behind the bulletin and the microphone. Oh, praise God. But I have to be out there with the people and let them know what God has given me to give to his kingdom. Sometimes God visits with me in the middle of the night, and he happens to come around 3:33. He happens to know that's the time when he can pick me up and have my undivided attention. You know, sometimes he'll wake you up because he needs to tell you something. He can't get your attention during the daylight hours because you're busy doing this, that, and the other. You're taking care of everybody else, but you're not doing the things that he has ordained for you to do. So he gets you up. And my time is usually 3:33. He'll wake me up. He'll say, get up. And you know my first response? Why can't we talk about this in the morning? Oh, hallelujah. But you know the answer is no. He gets me up. And I get my paper and pencil. And I sit down. Because I know he's about to tell me some marvelous things. I know that he's about to give me some information that's pertinent to me and to his people. I know that he is about to give me something that's not just for me, but for me to hold on to and to pray over and to manifest, hold it in my heart, and then give it to his people. See, that's how my God works. So in the middle of the night, around 3:33, I start writing. And I didn't understand when I first started writing these things because I didn't know where God was going with his message. But as I began to write, it went a little like this. Christians are very independent, fully able to put their intelligence to use and get things done for themselves. And it comes from my anger that there's very anxiety there. I have not seen the fact that he's a people who are out of heaven. to let go of certain things. They limit themselves because they don't allow God to manifest in them what he needs for them to do for his kingdom. They have the ability to move forward, but sometimes they become confused because they're not listening to what God has asked them to do. They're not in prayer with him. They're not studying his word. They're not sure of where they want to go in the ministry. There's confusion. And we all know that our God is not a God of confusion. He's not a God of chaos. He gives us specific instructions that he needs for us to follow them. Christians are able to be very independent, but less evolved types would have difficulty if somebody is not helping them to achieve their goals. If somebody is not guiding them and ministering to them and preaching to them the word of God, then they're going to get off track. And when that happens, God is not pleased. So I want them to write that they are very intelligent, they have excellent memory, they are highly analytical, they have power. This makes them good for the kingdom because they're all about research and reading and analyzing his word and then taking that word and having the ability to use it to help God's people. They also have the ability to probe into another person's life. And they can see into that person and see that they need help and detect that they are going through something and that they need to help them. But when they're so involved in their own mess, they can't help anybody. When they're so involved in what they're doing and what's going on at work and talking on the phone and sending out text messages, they don't have time to be about their father's business. When these things happen, our God is not sweet. He wants us to be able to look at his people and see that they are hurting, and he wants us to be able to minister to their souls. And you remember how we were growing up and we were in the old church, and we had the mothers in the church, and they wore their white uniforms on Sunday and their white gloves. They weren't just there to take the chewing gum out of our mouth or have us get the candy in their hands. They were there for a specific reason. They were on their post for the Lord. They were about their father's business. Because when you walked into the church and they looked at you and they saw that you had a problem, they would come over to you and they would immediately start ministering to you. Because they didn't want you to leave the same way that you came in. Come on, somebody. They didn't want you to have to wait until Wednesday night so you could talk to the pastor. They didn't want you to have to wait till the music would stop playing so that you could get a word from the Lord. They knew that you were in trouble and they were there to help you. They were not going to stop until you got a breakthrough. And if they couldn't get a breakthrough, they would call the other sisters over. And they would gather around you and they would pray for you until that bondage was broken, until you were set free. That was their job. See, I don't want to go back to the old church and the old ways. But I do like the fact that God is reminding us here that that is still one of the things that we need to do. We need to be about our Father's business and minister to his people. We have to be so transparent that they, when they look at us, they see who we really are, what they see is the God in us, and that they're able to go out and tell somebody, you know,
Yeah.
matter how hard they try, nothing could keep them from drowning. But Lord, I just want you to know that I trust you. And I know that you're there with me, and that you're going to protect me, and that you're going to keep me even in the storm. When there's a storm going on, there are elements that are involved in the storm. And for Christians, this storm is even worse than the storm or the hurricane. Amen? Because in these storms, we're balanced with certain elements that involve God. We're balanced with elements that involve religion. We're balanced with elements that are involving Christianity. We're battling with elements that are involving salvation. And we are involved in elements that are spiritual warfare. At times, these five elements will be so intertwined that it will be difficult, if not impossible, to distinguish which events are driving a particular manifestation of the storm. Massive problems in these five areas will often, or in combination, come together, and sometimes they are revealing. Each element has potential several events that have nationally and internationally caused a ripple effect. Some ripples will be worse than others, depending on where you are in your walk with your Lord and Savior. Some will experience more ripples in their Christian walk. Some in their religion, others will experience the elements and the effects that they will receive. That will be the ripples of spiritual warfare. Remember, that he diversity of the plan. We do not know how to debate our faith without becoming angry. And thus, we have a few strong, clear, godly voices in the Christian arena. We have lost our witness. We have lost the witness that convicts others and strongly testifies that God is still God and is very, very real. We have lost the witness that demonstrates that God is a personal God and in a very impersonal world. The witness that says, well, I do prove that God exists. Third, the church must return to the love of God